This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Gillespie in the home whites, trimmed out in the orange and the black. Miners in black lettering across the front. Litchfield in the road purples, trimmed out in the white. Litchfield in white lettering across the front of the road purples. It will be Bronner to jump for Gillespie and Brosh for Litchfield, and the Purple Panthers control the tap, and they will get it to start. Litchfield in a 2-3 zone. High post right away to Brosh, and she knocks down the 15-footer. Didn't take Litchfield long to find the soft spot of that zone. 2-0, Purple Panthers just underway opening quarter. Up top, into the hands of Bussman. She leaves it off left wing. Now some trouble with the handle, but Taylor able to pick it up on the right wing. Here's Reagan Bussman. Leaves it back now for Delaney Taylor. Skip pass across the floor to Bertinoli. Lauren puts it on the deck. Attacks, has it partially blocked in there. Picked up underneath momentarily by Bronner, but then it's back tapped out near midcourt. And Reagan Bussman has it there. She will attack, her 8-footer off the mark, no good. Rebound to the floor, right wing, picked up there by Bertinoli. And Gillespie can reset. We've played 50 seconds. Long pass down to the left block, then a nice touch pass across to the right side for Bronner. Her shot partially blocked in there off the nice find from Jenna Clark, and Litchfield brings it out. 1 minute gone by first quarter. Again, the high post feed to Brosh. She gives it right wing, top of the key it goes now to Gwynn. Down in the left block, Boston. Lauren with the catch. Good contest in there by Taylor, and the rebound down to Gillespie's Mia Bronner. Here comes Bussman quickly into the front court. Reagan slows it up on the left wing now. See, the Gillespie kids have the masks on tonight, and with their circumstance right now, they are not chin straps. They are actual masks this evening. That pass is out of bounds and turned over. Six and a half minutes for the first quarter. It is 2-0, Litchfield with the lead as they come on the attack right now. That is Gwynn on the attack. No, missed it, and the rebound down to the Gillespie Miners. 6:10 for the first quarter. Had a slight technical glitch there as Bussman has it on the right wing. Her pass is tipped and stolen. Here comes Gwynn the other way. Then she loses the handle out of bounds. She heard footsteps there and just couldn't collect it cleanly. And she tried to gather for the left-handed layup. 6 minutes for the first quarter. A 2-0 Litchfield lead. Lily Brosh scored about 10 seconds into the ballgame. They found her at the foul line of that 2-3 zone, and she put it home. Here's Bertinoli, works left side. Litchfield also in the zone piece here. That's a lazy pass, and it's deflected out by Gwynn. She just couldn't handle it cleanly, otherwise she would have had a run out. 5:47 for the opening quarter of play. Miners get it in to Bertinoli. Bertinoli comes left side, leaves it back now for Delaney Taylor into the hands of Reagan Bussman. Bussman, high post feed to Clark. On the baseline it goes to Taylor. She'll pull up short. Clark with the follow can't get it, but she was fouled. So the first foul of the ball game going to be whistled on Litchfield. And they will get, I believe, Brosh with the personal. It'll be her first. So at the free throw line, the junior, Jenna Clark. The toss is good. And Gillespie is on the board with 5:32 to play in the opening quarter. A 2-1 Litchfield advantage. It's early 6 o'clock start time here. No JV game here tonight. That's kind of the norm this year, isn't it, for girls basketball. Clark gets the pair. Tied at 2. 5.5 minutes for the opening quarter. The Gillespie boys will not have enough players to play tomorrow night at Lincolnwood. That was just found out today. That pass tipped out by Bussman. It'll stay with Litchfield. Brad Underwood show for you tonight coming up in about an hour on 105.3 The Ox. That'll get underway at 7. Tough loss for Illinois on Saturday against Arizona. And they're off the rest of this week. They'll play the powerhouse that is St. Francis, PA on Saturday in Champaign. Panthers try to dump it down to Boston, a little bit too tall for Laura, out of bounds and turned over. That is Litchfield's second turnover. Bertinoli checks the bench for the play as she walks it into the front court. With the left-hand dribble, she comes across the timeline. 1-3-1 zone for Litchfield as Taylor brings it across the head of the key, leaves it for Bussman on the right wing, and then Reagan has trouble with the bounce and loses the handle. 4:57 for the opening quarter of play. Out front, on the bounce, is Carly Gwynn. She leaves it for Rince on the left wing. Down the block to Boston. Off the window is good for Laura Boston. Good offense there from the Litchfield Purple Panthers. They got it over on the left wing. Laura had that good post position, and she put it home. And when she catches the ball there, it's over if you're the defender. 4.5 minutes, first quarter. Here's Taylor. She had trouble with the bounce. Lost it to her knees, she goes. Gets it off to Mia Bronner. And then that pass is thrown out of bounds. The fourth Gillespie turnover. Wait a minute, was it tipped? We will get a conversation here with our officials. I think we will have a change coming, yes. That's what you always like to see, the officials get together, get the call right. Yeah, the Gillespie-Lincolnwood boys game tomorrow has been postponed. So if you're planning on going to watch the Lancers and the Miners tomorrow, make other plans, it ain't gonna happen. Here's Busman on the right block. She kicks it out. Right corner three, too strong that time for Taylor. But the rebound down to Bertinoli. Lauren will attack. Missed it, too strong off the heel. And the Panthers have the rebound. 4-10, first quarter. 4-2 our score. Litchfield with the lead and the basketball. On the right wing with Elise Walsh, who's checked in. Down to Boston. Good post position again. And a bucket again, this time off the right block. And it's 6-2 Litchfield. Purple Panthers just 1-10, but they've had some close ball games here in the first part of their season. But man, when your numbers are down, it is hard to win. Cannot afford any foul trouble whatsoever. Here's Bronner on the attack. Good move, but couldn't finish. And the rebound down to Brush. And Bronner just rips it away. And she was fouled on the floor. Man, Mia Bronner never gave up on that play. She just took it right out of Brush's hands. And it didn't look like Lily was being weak with the basketball at all. Bronner, just very hard-nosed, no hesitation, just ripped it away. 3:35 for quarter number one. To the table is Emma Walsh. She's going to check in. And we will get our mask timeout. 3:35 for quarter number one. Litchfield 6, Gillespie 2. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at the pit in Gillespie. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios. Litchfield with an early 6-2 lead on the Gillespie Miners. And, you know, Thursday night, didn't think this game would even get played after the COVID issues that Gillespie had, which forced the postponement of their game with Hillsborough. They had six kids able to play, and those six girls said, "Coach, we want to play." So here we are playing basketball in the pit tonight. Now, unfortunately, the Gillespie boys will not be able to play tomorrow night in Lincolnwood. They do not have enough players to go. So the Gillespie-Lincolnwood boys game, which was scheduled to be a broadcast here on WSMI, has been postponed. Here's a long shot from Busman. Missed everything, but the rebound down to the Miners. Taylor will try from 18, almost banked it in straight on. As the rebound tapped around, Bronner comes up with it. Her shot goes awry from outside the paint, and Litchfield clears the rebound finally with 3:15 for the opening quarter. Here comes Carly Gwynn. Bounce pass on the right wing to Emma Walsh. Walsh down to the block to Boston. Laura spins away from the paint, rises up, didn't get it high enough off the window, and it rolls off the rim. Rebound down to Gillespie and Reagan Busman. Here comes Reagan across the timeline. Leaves it left side of the key now, across the floor to Lauren Bertinoli. Bertinoli puts it on the deck, back to Busman it goes. Left side of the key, right back to Bertinoli. That pass was nearly stolen, and we're going to get a quick jump ball there, and on the arrow, let's see, who's it staying with? Gillespie. 2:49 for the first quarter of play. As Bronner will get it in, out near midcourt to Bertinoli. Litchfield still sitting in that 1-3-1 zone with Elise Walsh on the point. Here's Bertinoli. Back it goes to Busman. High above her head and surveys, back to Bertinoli. Bounced it once, back to Busman. Reagan. Top of the key, leaves it back for Bertinoli in the corner to Browner. She wants the three ball. Got it! Mia Bronner nails the triple. And that pulls Gillespie within a point, 6-5. 2:20, first quarter. Here is Gwynn on the attack. Leaves it back now for Walsh. Down to Boston. Laura missed it, but she was fouled. Two free throws for Laura Boston, the 5'11 junior. Clock will stop, 2:16 to play in the opening quarter. And as this game has moved along, the masks have slowly worked down towards the chin area. Free throw for Boston, good. 5 first quarter points for Laura Boston. And I cannot wait until the day when we don't have to talk about that. But it ain't this day. 2:16 to play, first quarter, 7-5 Litchfield. Second toss for Laura Boston. Eyes it up and knocks it down. 6 points for Boston, six of the Litchfield eight. It's an 8-5 Purple Panther lead as Reagan Bussman comes into the front court for Gillespie. Works right side with Burton Noley. Right back to Bussman it goes. High above her head, skip pass in the corner to Bronner. Nice bounce pass down to Clark. It was tipped out of there by Litchfield, and it'll stay with Gillespie. That was a nice find there from Mia Bronner. She's only a freshman now. Emily Schoen, she's out. She tore her ACL late in the volleyball season. And then Erica Gill, of course, a really good distance runner. She's got a boot on her foot. She's dealing with some sort of lower leg issue. So those two are out for injuries. And then everyone else is in the COVID quarantine, I guess, is what you would call it, or the protocols. Here's Bronner in the right corner. And she's going to be called for traveling. Just shuffled her feet right there. And with 102 seconds to play in the opening quarter, it's an 8-5 Litchfield lead here as they will get the basketball in to Carly Gwynn. Carly Gwynn to the foul line, cut off there, leaves it back now. On the attack, that is Emma Dively. And Dively is fouled on the aggressive take. So with 92 seconds to play in the first quarter, Dively will be at the free throw line off the personal foul from Reagan Bussman. Free throw is off the mark, no good. Dively will get a second toss. It's 8-5 Litchfield. Toss number two is off the heel too strong with the offensive rebound down to Boston. And Litchfield can reset here. Out front with Carly Gwynn. Dangerous pass stolen by Bronner. Mia goes up and down for the easy deuce. 5 points in the opening quarter for Bronner. And it's 8-7. The Litchfield lead down to one. 70 seconds first quarter. Here comes Gwynn. Gwynn has her pocket pick clean. That is Burton Noley, and Lauren is cut off under the rim. She'll pull it back out now and reset things. Across the floor to Jenna Clark. Back to Bussman it goes. Reagan Bussman leaves it top of the key for Burton Noley. Back to Bussman. 50 seconds for the first quarter. 8-7 Litchfield. Miners have the basketball on the left wing with Taylor. Down on the block to Bronner. Mia, bounce pass in the right corner to Clark. Back to Bussman now. 40 seconds. Burton Noley, 18-footer, rimmed it out no good. And the rebound down to Litchfield. And Georgina Painter. Half a minute, first quarter. Here comes Gwynn into the front court. Carly Gwynn picked up her dribble, needs some assistance. Finds Boston way out on the left wing. Laura gives it right back to Gwynn now. Carly Gwynn spinning out between the circles. Gets a high ball screen, works left side, then loses the handle. Goes between her legs accidentally. And to the deck, we'll get a jump ball. And on the arrow, it will stay with Litchfield. 12.2 seconds. For the first quarter. 8-7, Purple Panthers with the lead. They can get the final shot of the quarter here. Macy Wright, another freshman for Gillespie. She's to the table. She will check in, replacing Taylor. And that's the only sub that Coach Gray has tonight. Looks weird to look down on a bench and see one player dressed. Here's a three ball, no good for Walsh, and the rebound to the floor picked up there by Bussman. She has 5 seconds. She's across the timeline with three. Burton Noley open for three. Yes! Lauren Burton Noley cans the three ball at the horn. And after 8 minutes, it is Gillespie 10, Litchfield 8. We're back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. So Lauren Burton Noley hits a three ball at the buzzer to give Gillespie the lead, their first lead of the night. 10-8, and Miners get the basketball to start the second quarter. 5 points for Bronner in the corner to lead all Gillespie scores. Six in the quarter for Boston. That's the leading scorer in the ballgame. Here's Bussman right side of the key now. Leaves it on the left side for Burton Noley. Lauren back to Bussman. Reagan thought about the three, instead back to Lauren. Burton Noley returned pass to Bussman. Reagan now right back to Burton Noley. On the baseline it goes to right, and that's tipped out, and it'll stay with the Miners. Kevin Gray, Rob Corso, two of the best in terms of just human beings that you're going to find. Here's Bronner on the left wing, leaves it on the baseline for Clark. Back up top to Bussman. Into the hands of Bertignoli, back to Reagan. Bussman now bounced it once, picked it up. Back to Bertignoli, across the timeline it goes. Across the floor it goes to Bussman. Back to Bertignoli. In the corner with Wright, Macy Wright, right back to Bertignoli. Gillespie having trouble penetrating here against this 1-3-1 zone for Litchfield. They try to dump it down to the high post. Too tall, turned over. Sixth Gillespie turnover. Good defensive possession that time for Litchfield. 7 minutes, first half. A 10-8 Gillespie lead. Out on the left wing, Emma Walsh on the baseline to Boston. Top of the key. Elise Walsh open for three. Missed it off to the right side, but the rebound down to Gillespie. Check that to Litchfield and Carly Gwynn. Walsh will re-tee it up. Missed it again. Rebound tapped around. Eventually finds its way to Laura Boston. She has to save her from going out of bounds. And it goes right to Jenna Clark for Gillespie. Now Bertignoli the other way has it poked away from behind by Elise Walsh. And the Miners will get it out of bounds on the baseline with 6:37 to play in the first half. Carly Gwynn out for Litchfield. Lily Brosh returns. Baseline trigger for the Miners. Bronner gets it into Bussman. Reagan Bussman now on the left wing with Bertignoli. Bertignoli back to Bussman. Again, Reagan little ball fake on the three. Bertignoli will trigger it too strong. And the rebound to the Purple Panthers and Emma Walsh. She will leave it off for Elise Walsh. 5'5 freshman into the front court. A pass to Haley Rentz. On the baseline it goes to Brosh. Top of the key now to Emma Walsh. She wants the three. Missed it off the left side. Rebound, though, belongs to the Purple Panthers and Lily Brosh. She gets it off to Wrench. Her seven-footer, no. And the rebound to the Miners. And Reagan Bussman. 6 minutes, first half. Here comes Bussman into the front court. Off to Bertignoli. Back to Bussman now. Across the head of the key to Mia Bronner. She will leave it on a bounce pass to Jenna Clark, but she can't handle it cleanly. And out of bounds it goes. Seventh turnover on Gillespie. 10-8, Miners lead. We have had no scoring here in the second quarter. High post feed to Brosh. On the left wing now with Haley Rentz. Top of the key to Elise Walsh. On the wing, Emma Walsh wants the three. Left it a little bit short. Haley Rentz with the offensive rebound. Her putback partially blocked. She kicks out to Elise Walsh. Back to Rentz. Corner jump shot, yes. Haley Rentz knocks down the 12-footer. And this game is tied at 10. Reagan Bussman into the front court. Bounce pass back near the volleyball spike line to Lauren Bertignoli. Bounce pass across the head of the key to Bussman. Back to Bertignoli. We've seen a lot of that here in the first half. Just a little two-man action out front. Here's Bussman. Step back for three. Left it short. Long rebound that goes right to Bertignoli. Gives it back to Reagan Bussman. 5 minutes for the first half. Here's Bertignoli. Back to Bussman. At the right elbow, draws contact and gets the foul call. So finally, Litchfield puts it on the deck and gets inside that zone. As the personal foul will go on Laura Boston. That is her first. Reagan Bussman at the free throw line. Toss good. First point tonight for Reagan. Puts Gillespie back in front, 11-10. Macy Wright out for Gillespie. Elise Walsh out for Litchfield. Delaney Taylor back on the floor for the Miners as Bussman's second free throw is off the mark, no good, and the rebound down to Haley Rentz for Litchfield. Inside of 5 minutes, first half. Out front, that was Gwynn, picked up her dribble, gets it off to Rentz, and right back to Carly, goes through her hands, but able to deflect it right to Emma Walsh, and then Walsh has her pocket picked clean by Lauren Bertignoli. Lauren goes up, missed the layup, good late contestant there by Carly Gwynn. 4.5 minutes for the first half of play. 11-10 Gillespie, and they're going to get Bertignoli there in the hip pocket of Carly Gwynn. Her first, team's third. Sideline trigger for Litchfield in front of the very sparse Gillespie bench. They got two coaches, two kids in street clothes, and one player dressed on the bench. Here's Lily Brosh. They had to cancel their game on Thursday because they did not have enough players. 40 minutes before their bus left for Hillsboro, they found out they had a kid test positive for COVID. Nice backdoor Rentz. Might have gotten with a travel there, but she missed the layup anyway. And it's out of bounds. It will belong to Gillespie. We approach the midway point of the second quarter. 11-10, Gillespie leads. They led 10-8 after the first. Here's Bertinoli. Right wing leaves it in the corner for Mia Bronner. Bronner back up top to Bussman. Reagan Bussman gets into the paint, kicks off to Bronner. She put it on the deck, lost the handle. We'll get a jump ball, and Litchfield will have it on the arrow. So that'll be turnover number 8 on Gillespie. With 3:53 to play in the first half, we will get a mask timeout. Gillespie leading Litchfield 11-10. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at the pit in Gillespie. 11-10, Miners leading Litchfield. Our basketball broadcast for tomorrow night has been canceled. The Gillespie boys at Lincolnwood will not go on as Gillespie unable to field enough players to play that game tomorrow night. So Gillespie at Lincolnwood boys basketball tomorrow has been postponed. Of course, holiday tournament basketball will be coming up in a couple of weeks. We'll be at the Carletonville Holiday Tournament beginning December 27th. High post for Litchfield. Boston, nice dump down to Emma Walsh, and she's fouled. That's a good set out of the timeout. Little high-low action, and it has gotten Emma Walsh to the free throw line. The foul goes, let's see, who'd they get that on? Delaney Taylor, her first. Walsh's free throw is good, rattled it down. First point of the night for Emma Walsh, ties the game at 11, 3:42 for the first half. Such a fun venue to watch a ball game here, the pit at Gillespie. That second free throw off the mark. Brosh with the offensive rebound, though, and she puts it up and in. 4 for Lily Brosh, and Litchfield back in front, 13-11. The pit doesn't have quite the same feel since they opened up the west end over there, but it is still a unique, fun place to watch a ball game. 3:20, first half. Here's Bussman out front. On the baseline in the corner it goes. That is a 15-footer knocked down by Jenna Clark. She has 4 points, her first field goal, and we are tied at 13. Nice find that time for Bussman. Dangerous pass nearly stolen by Bussman, but Rentz was able to spin away from trouble. Now she picked up the dribble, and she's going to be called for traveling. Shuffled that pivot foot around. 6th turnover on Litchfield. Three minutes to play first half. Gillespie has the basketball. Here's Bertinoli. Leaves it off for Bussman, left side of the key. Right back to Bertinoli. On the wing it goes to Clark. Back to Bertinoli. Clark has it now. Skip pass into the hands of Taylor. Nice find down to Bronner. She missed it from the left block, and the rebound belongs to Litchfield. 2.5 minutes for quarter number 2. Here comes Carly Gwynn. Gwynn, nice crossover, gets all the way to the rim. The layup is no good, though. Way too strong off the window. Missed all the rim. And the rebound down to Reagan Bussman for Gillespie. She races into the front court. Crosses over. She gets all the way to the 10 and draws the foul. Litchfield was not able to stop ball there. It wasn't from lack of effort. Reagan Bussman was able to just dribble through. The foul on Gwynn, her first. Bussman, 1 of 2. At the free throw line, make it 2 of 3. That puts Gillespie back in front, 14-13. 2:22 to play in the first half. Reagan's second free throw is good. Bussman gets the pair. A 2-point advantage for Gillespie. 2:20, first half. Here's Gwynn across the timeline. Gillespie's gone man-to-man defense. Now is Bertinoli pressuring out front, and that is thrown right to Mia Bronner for Gillespie. Mia attacks. Layup is good. I think Mia was surprised that that ball came right to her, as I think Gwynn just got confused. A little bit of pressure there and threw it right in the middle of the lane, right into the midst of Bronner. Down to the block to Brosh. Wrap around bounce pass to Rentz. She wants the 15-footer. No. Rebound to the floor. Picked up there by Gillespie and Reagan Bussman. 105 seconds for the first half of play. 17-13, Gillespie with the lead. They have the basketball. In the corner with Delaney Taylor across the floor to Clark. Back up top it goes to Bussman. Reagan, left side of the key, Bertinoli. Lauren's ready to fire and hit. Lauren Bertinoli, her second triple. No hesitation there, the quick release. And it's 20-13, Gillespie. 80 seconds for the first half. Here's Carly Gwynn. Down low to Boston. Oh, and Laura missed it. And she turned around to run down the floor because she thought she had made it. Because, well, she makes those at about a 95% clip, but that thing rattled out. She had a look of pure shock and disbelief when she turned around and realized that didn't go in. Bussman for three. Yes, Reagan Bussman. A step or two behind the line, buries the triple. And just like that, the Gillespie lead has swelled to 10. 50 seconds for the half. Here's Carly Gwynn. Being pressured up there by Bussman. Brosh left alone. Air ball out of the left corner. And the rebound is last touched by Gillespie. 45.4 seconds for the first half. Jarena Painter is going to return to the action. She will replace Haley Rentz. Baseline out of bounds for Litchfield. It'll be Brosh to throw it in. Lily looking. Still looking. Gets it in near corner to Emma Walsh. Up top it goes to Carly Gwynn. She'll fire the three. Air ball saved by Painter. No, she was on the baseline, and it'll go over to Gillespie. 39 seconds for the half. See if the Miners want to hold for the final shot here. This game was tied at 13. A little 10-0 spurt here at the end of the half for Gillespie. Back-to-back threes from Bertinoli and Bussman were useful for the Miners here. 25 seconds for the half. Out front now, the Miners showing the patience with Delaney Taylor. She picked up her dribble, needs some help, and she traveled. Ninth Gillespie turnover. That's an unforced turnover that time for Gillespie. As the freshman Taylor just got a little bit of the happy feet out there. 18 seconds for the half. Now Litchfield, a chance to get the final look. High post to Boston. Return pass to Gwynn. Stripped away by Bussman, then ripped away by Bronner. And a jump ball, the arrow, has it going the way of Gillespie. That was a good job by Bussman on that initial defense after the give and go with Boston and Gwynn. Bussman jarred it loose just enough to allow Browner time to get in. Now Bussman lets the ball roll all the way to midcourt. Clock running now with eight. Midcourt with Bertinoli. Here's Bronner. She wants the three. Off the heel, too strong. Rebound to Taylor. Lets it fly. No. The putback at the horn for Bronner is good. The shot was short, and Bronner was Johnny on the spot and put it home. Mia Bronner finishes the half with 9 points, and Gillespie closes the half on a 12-0 run. We've reached halftime here at the Pit. Gillespie 25, Litchfield 13. We'll come back with your halftime numbers following these messages on WSMI. Good to see our old buddy Louie Crook as one of the officials here tonight. And, you know, we talk about the officiating shortage, and it is real. Guys like Louie sticking around, as he would, I would imagine, prefer to be retired and not out here doing varsity ball. But these officials, man, they are in it for the kids, and Louie knows full well if he don't do it, they might not have officials for the game. So guys like Louie Crook, man, we need more of them. More of them. A 12-point lead for Gillespie. Litchfield will get the basketball to start the second half. On the floor for Litchfield, you've got Carly Gwynn, Emma Walsh, Lily Brosh, Laura Boston, and Haley Rentz. As up top, Emma Walsh, she's going to lob it down to Gwynn. Tough catch, and she got it to go. Carly Gwynn from just outside the paint has her first bucket of the night. And that ends what was a 12-0 run for Gillespie. Miners have Reagan Bussman, Jenna Clark, Lauren Bertinoli, Mia Bronner, and Delaney Taylor on the floor. Here's Bertinoli. Leaves it back for Bussman. She thought about pulling it from the volleyball spike line. At least she had that look in her eye. I don't know how serious she was about it. Although she's not going to get taken out, there's only one option off the bench tonight, which is six kids dressed for Gillespie. Here's Reagan on the curl. Left-hand finish a little bit too strong. And the rebound down to Lily Brosh for Litchfield. Just underway third quarter. As the Gillespie band has been here tonight, entertaining the crowd, doing a very nice job during halftime. Their day is done, though. There's a backdoor find and over the head and out of bounds as they were looking for Carly Gwynn. Haley Rinch just threw it too tall. They list Carly at 5'9". She would have needed to be about 6'7 to haul that one in. 6:50 for the third quarter, 25-15. Gillespie with the lead and the ball. Here's Bertinoli out front working on Carly Gwynn. Litchfield man-to-man now. As Taylor leads it back for Bussman. Reagan Bussman dumps it down the block to Bronner. Mia, right hand off the side of the backboard, no good. And the rebound down to Carly Gwynn for Litchfield. She wants to push all the way to the rim, up and down for the easy deuce. Carly Gwynn, no one stopped the ball. And Litchfield has the first four out of the locker room. Rob Corsa was not happy with the way that first half came to a close. Here's Bussman out near midcourt. Had trouble with the handle. Kevin Gray doesn't like the look. He wants a timeout. 6:19 for the third quarter. Gillespie leading Litchfield 25-17. We'll come back to the pit in Gillespie after this one message. Tim Mize back here at the pit. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing the South Central Conference girls basketball action on your Monday night. Gillespie leading Litchfield 25-17. Now our boys basketball broadcast for tomorrow, Gillespie at Lincolnwood, that has been canceled. Gillespie does not have enough kids to play. And they're not the only team dealing with that right now. Here is Bussman. Nice backdoor find. Burton Noly off the window. It's good. Oh, that is a beautiful set out of the timeout as Bussman threaded the needle with the bounce pass right on the money to Lauren Burton Noly. Here come the Purple Panthers in the front court with Rince. Dumps it down to Brosh. Poked away by Bronner. Out of bounds. Last touched by Lily Brosh. Ninth Litchfield turnover. Nice job by Mia Bronner down there to get the deflection. So Burton Noly's just a sophomore. Taylor's a freshman. Bussman's a junior. Bronner's a freshman. Here's Bussman on the right wing and looking for Burton Noly again, but this time threw it way too tall for Lauren. Lauren did all she could do, but she wasn't getting that one. Then her shoelace came untied, so she gets that restrung. 27-17, Gillespie leads. Litchfield has the ball, 5:35 for the third quarter. Miners in a 1-2-2 zone here as Brosh has it, left side of the key. Leaves it at the elbow for Laura Boston. She will turn and face. Now back to Brosh it goes. Lily bounce feeds the post to Boston. Laura turns, faces good defense in there by Jenna Clark, forced the miss. Here comes Bussman into the front court. Reagan Bussman will slow it up as she comes across the timeline. Checked out there by Haley Rentz. Now she works left side, does Bussman. In the corner, that pass was tipped, but it goes to Taylor. Delaney attacks, blocked in there. And it's going to be out of bounds, though. Last touch by Litchfield. That's three Purple Panthers kind of fighting each other for the basketball and eventually off the leg of Rince out of bounds. So Gillespie maintains here on the baseline. It'll be Reagan Bussman. Bussman looking. Needs to get it in. Will do so out near the volleyball spike line to Burton Noly. Lauren Burton Noly. With the right hand dribble out front, almost lost her balance, tried to cross over. And what do we get? 5 second count on Burton Noly. 11th Gillespie turnover. She was on the dribble, but not making any progress towards the basket. Inside of 5 minutes for the third. It was a 12-point Gillespie lead at the half. It's 10 right now, 27-17. Here's Boston at the free throw line. Leaves it on the elbow for Brosh. Dumps it down to Rince. Rattled out off the right block. Rebound back tap, though. Goes through three miners and picked up by Haley Rince for Litchfield. On the block to Boston. Jarred out of there by Clark. Boston tracks it down in the corner. She gives it off to Rince. One dribble. Pulls up. Heart of the lane too strong. Rebound to the floor. Picked up by Jenna Clark for Gillespie. Here comes Mia Bronner. Now she will slow it up and come into the front court. Bronner goes back door with Bussman. Reagan with the catch. Elevates from just outside the paint. Soft touch. It's good for Reagan Bussman. She has 8. The assist to Bronner. 29-17. The lead back to where it was at the half. A dozen points. And we're halfway through the third quarter. That pass tipped out of there. And actually, it's going to be last touch by Litchfield. 10th Purple Panther turnover. Bussman will get it in to Burton Noly. Lauren met at the timeline by Carly Gwynn in the Litchfield man-to-man. She hands it off to Taylor into the hands of Bussman now on the right wing. Right side of the key with Bronner. Mia wants the three. A little bit too strong, but the rebound offensively to Delaney Taylor, and then she threw it away. She was looking across the lane for Jenna Clark. That was a tough pass. Very low percentage on that completion. 12th Gillespie turnover. And with 3:45 to play in the third quarter, we will get our mask timeout. Gillespie 29, Litchfield 17. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at the pit in Gillespie. Our mask timeout here in the third quarter as Gillespie leads Litchfield 29-12. Gillespie 3-3 on the air. Litchfield 1-10. Of course, Litchfield with hosting the Thanksgiving tournament. They've had, obviously, more games here on the season. Gillespie will be part of the Carthenville Holiday Tournament. In Litchfield, they will head off to Riverton. Litchfield and Williamsville just swapping holiday tournaments as the Lady Bullets will be at Carthenville this year. Should be a good girls' tournament at Carthenville. South County, the top seed. Nokomis, the two seed. And we're going to get a jump ball as Boston got tied up there. And on the arrow, it'll go to the Miners. That winds up being the 11th turnover on Litchfield. 3.5 minutes, third quarter. Here comes Reagan Bussman into the front court, met there by Haley Rentz. Haley Rentz nearly picked the pocket of Bussman, but Reagan strong with the dribble. Gets it across the floor to Lauren Bertinoli. Lauren puts it on the deck to the right elbow, cut off. Leaves it back now for Bussman beyond the three-point arc. On the dribble back near midcourt. Picks up the dribble. She needs some help now. She's in a bad spot. Gets it off to Bertinoli. Lauren, she wants to attack. Puts it on the deck. A lazy bounce pass stolen away by Emma Walsh for Litchfield. Not a bad idea from Bertinoli. Just didn't have enough mustard on the pass. Down to Boston. That pass was too wide. Turned over. The 12th Litchfield turnover. Bussman has it in the backcourt. Leaves it now for Bertinoli. Here comes Lauren crossing over on Carly Gwynn. She's going to get all the way to the rim. Bertinoli's layup is no good. Too strong off the window. Offensive rebound to Jenna Clark. Out to Bronner. Bronner and Bussman were in the same spot. Now Mia attacks off the window and down for Mia Bronner. Good soft touch there. She has 11 points. That leads all scorers in the ballgame. Biggest lead of the night for Gillespie, 31-17. Here comes Gwynn. Nice bounce pass to Boston off the window. It's good for Laura Boston. She has 8 points, her first bucket since the first quarter, 31-19. Gillespie leads with the basketball as Bussman takes her time into the front court. Reagan will work right side, keeps the bounce alive, being checked out there by Rentz. Gets a nice screen from Bronner. Now Bussman has her pocket picked there as she turned the corner, 14th Gillespie turnover. Good active hands from the Litchfield defense. 110 seconds, quarter number three. High post to Boston. Laura never turned and faced the basket. Gives it right back to Emma Walsh. Into the hands of Rentz. Off to Boston, top of the key. Brosh has it now left wing. She wants to work. She's going to pull up from 18 as Bronner went for the steal. Didn't get it. The shot's too strong. Offensive rebound goes off the bottom side of the rim for Rentz. Kicks it out to Walsh. No. Offensive rebound corralled momentarily by Gwynn. It's going to be out of bounds off of Bertinoli. And it stays with Litchfield with 89 seconds for the third quarter. It'll be Haley Rentz to throw in. Litchfield stacks everyone left side of the lane. Rentz going to get it into Boston. A six-footer off the window is good. That's pretty much automatic for Laura Boston. She has 10. The lead is 10 for Gillespie, 31-21, 80 seconds, third quarter. Reagan Bussman gets a ball screen from Browner. Then on the roll, threw it over Browner's head, but right to Clark. Gillespie fortunate there. Here's Bertinoli on the attack. They're running floater, no good. Offensive rebound, Taylor. Kicks out to Bertinoli. Lauren on the right wing. Top of the key to Browner. Mia gives it back between the circles to Bussman. Reagan Bussman with 53 seconds for the third quarter. Spinning out there on Rentz. Left wing picked up her dribble. She's going to fire a deep three, partially blocked by Haley Rentz. And it comes up way short, picked up off the floor by Litchfield. Here's Elise Walsh. 35 seconds for the third quarter. Rentz on the right wing. Top of the key it goes to Emma Walsh. Now Elise down in the block to Boston. Good post position. Missed it way too strong as there was a late triple team that came down for the Gillespie Miners. 20 seconds for the quarter. A 10-point lead for Gillespie. Mia Bronner working on Boston. Gets inside the paint. Spins back right side. Attacks and draws the foul. A nice aggressive take that time from the freshman Mia Bronner. That's the first foul of the quarter on either team. As we near the 7 o'clock hour here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WUSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. That foul on Boston, her second. Bronner at the free throw line. Toss is no good. Amelia will get her second toss. She's a lefty. Of course, I like to say lefties never miss. Two free throws in a row. Will Mia make a liar out of me? Not today. Puts home the toss. She's got a dozen. 32-21 Gillespie, 15 seconds for the third quarter. Here's Elise Walsh. Had trouble, lost the handle, picked up by Bronner, but then she couldn't handle it cleanly, and she's going to get called for the palming violation. Litchfield fortunate there. The ball just slipped out of Elise Walsh's hands, and then Bronner couldn't get the dribble down in time before she got to moving. 8 seconds for the quarter. Here's Boston off to Brosh. Into the hands of Elise Walsh, 3 seconds. Foul line with Boston back to the basket, 2 seconds. They're not going to get a shot off. It winds up with turnover as Busman got the steal, and that's how the quarter comes to a close. Three quarters in the books here at the Pit. It is Gillespie 32, Litchfield 21. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Litchfield trimmed 1 point off the lead. They won the third quarter 8-7, but Gillespie with the lead through three, 32-21. The second quarter, the difference right now is the Miners outscored the Panthers 15-5 in that second quarter. Took a 12-point lead into the locker room. It's 11 right now as we start the money quarter. Here's Gwynn. Tried a nice wraparound pass, but it's stolen by Gillespie. They were looking for Boston down in that left block. Good anticipation from the Miners. Out front with Busman. Reagan Busman turns the corner, gets all the way to the rim, left-hand layup, no. She wound up kind of at an awkward angle there, maybe one dribble too many. See if Litchfield can cut into this lead a little bit here. Carly Gwynn, bounce pass on the right wing to Painter. Painter will leave it off for Emma Walsh. High post to Lily Brosh. Lily turns, faces, draws a crowd, pivots around three times there at the free throw line, and eventually passes back out to Emma Walsh. On the left wing with Haley Rintz up top to Painter. Bounced it off the foot, I think, of Taylor. And now out front, Bertinoli going to be whistled for a foul as she was trying to just get that ball away from Carly Gwynn. She'll be whistled for the personal. First foul of the half on Gillespie. Just the second foul overall here in the half. Game goes a little faster when there's no fouls. That ball deflected out by Gillespie. Litchfield will re-trigger in front of their own bench. It'll be Painter to throw in. Check that. It'll be Brosh now to throw in. As Lily gets it off to Carly Gwynn. Here's Carly, left wing. Picks up the dribble. They want a cross screen with Brosh. It's going to be Painter who comes in. Pass across the lane to Boston off the window. It's good for Laura Boston. She has a dozen. That leads Litchfield in the scoring tonight. 32-23. The lead is 9 for Gillespie. 6:45. Busman, nice hesitation bounce up and down for the easy deuce. Boy, Litchfield came to try to give a double team. Reagan split that with the dribble, got all the way to the rim for the layup. 6.5 minutes to play. Here's Gwynn, feeds it down to Boston. Off to Painter. Back it goes to Gwynn. Carly Gwynn down to the right block to Boston, and Laura was fouled. Not a bad foul if you're Gillespie there, just her second team foul of the half, and Boston had the ball in a scoring position. The foul on Jenna Clark, her second. Emma Walsh will check out for Litchfield as Haley Rintz has returned. Litchfield stacks everyone right side of the lane, and it goes to Boston. She will kick it out to Rintz. Across the floor, dangerous pass, and then a foul on Delaney Taylor. She was about a half step away from the anticipation there and getting that steal. 6:22 to play. 34-23, Gillespie with the lead. Here's Gwynn. Oh, pocket picked by Delaney Taylor. Delaney throws on the air brakes. The bucket is good for Taylor. Her first points of the night off the steal and the runout. When she had two defenders coming, she did a good job to stop to the jump stop and get the bucket. Now Litchfield throws it away again. They were looking for the back door. 16th Purple Panther turnover unofficially. 6 minutes for the game, a 13-point lead for Gillespie. I think that matches their largest of the night. Litchfield had it down to single digits just a moment ago. Here's Bronner, left wing. She puts it on the deck, wants to attack, count it, and the foul for Mia Bronner. She has 14. She's a nice-looking freshman. 38-23. He's a left-handed player. She drove hard and strong left that time. The toss, no good, rattled out. She did not get the hometown roll on that free throw. Good soft touch, went all the way around the world and kicked out. 38-23, Gillespie leads. Litchfield has the ball. Here's Painter. Had a layup, passed it up, gives it off to Brosh. Yeah, Painter had a layup there. Passed it away. Now Litchfield on the attack with Carly Gwynn. Gwynn, she has that ball hit off of her foot, and it'll be over and back. I think that was Delaney Taylor who knocked that ball away from Gwynn and went off her foot into the backcourt for the violation. 17th Litchfield turnover. Elise Walsh will return for Litchfield, replacing Carly Gwynn, and Emma Walsh coming back, replacing Lily Brosh. .520 for the ball game. What was a 6 o'clock start here tonight at the Pit? No JV game. Here's Bussman. Wild shot with the left hand as she didn't have it cleanly, but she gets the offensive rebound back. Kicks to Bertinoli. Lauren Bertinoli out front. She had trouble with the handle, and she's going to be fouled by Elise Walsh. Just the second foul of the half on Gillespie. Or check that on Litchfield. Gillespie has been whistled for 3 personal fouls. The foul goes on Boston. That is her 3rd. In the corner to Mia Bronner. On the left wing with Taylor. Delaney attacks. Kicks out to Bertinoli. Long 2. Yes, for Lauren Bertinoli. She has 10. And she can knock it down, Lauren Bertinoli. That was about an 18-footer. 4:45 for the game. Here's Emma Walsh. Quick trigger 3. Missed it. And the rebound down to Bussman. Reagan Bussman will slow it up wisely. The 17-point lead, 4.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Here's Reagan. Up top to Mia Bronner. Mia wants to put it on the floor. Nice spin at the foul line. Attacks, can't get the layup to go. Good contestant there by Laura Boston. Here's Elise Walsh on the left wing with Emma Walsh. Down to Boston off the window. That rolled out. Just didn't get it quite high enough off the window to get that soft touch. We approach the midway point of the money quarter, 40-23 Gillespie. They trailed early, but since they took the lead, they have not been bested. Now Bussman has trouble with the handle, stolen by Painter. And Painter attacks, missed it. Rince's follow won't go, and eventually picked up underneath by Bussman. Gillespie fortunate there. Now Reagan, past the length of the floor, ill-advised, threw it away. 18th turnover. Reagan looks disgusted with herself in the backcourt. She stands hands on hips. And with 3:45 for the ball game, we will get our 4th and final mask timeout. Gillespie leading Litchfield 40-23. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WUSMI. We can tell the Gillespie kids on the bench, they're sucking some wind. With only 6 girls dressed tonight, they've been playing hard, and they have built themselves up a 17-point lead, 40-23, with 3:46 to play in the ball game. Gillespie's next game after tonight is supposed to be coming up here against Calhoun on the 18th. For Litchfield, their next contest after tonight will be against South County coming up on Thursday. 3:40 ball game, 40-23. Gillespie with the lead. Litchfield has possession. Here's Dively, one dribble, pulls up from 15, no, and the rebound down to Jenna Clark for Gillespie. Had it ripped away, and on the arrow, it'll stay with the Miners. It was 10-8 Gillespie after one. They outscored Litchfield 15-5 in the second quarter, took a 12-point lead into the half. Litchfield shaved 1 off that after 3, but Gillespie has added on to build that lead up to 17 points here with 3:20 to play. Here's Bronner. Gives it right back to Bussman. Reagan Bussman gives it back to Mia Bronner now. Gillespie will show some patience and try to run some clock. Litchfield picking up their pressure man-to-man here as Bussman gets it away to Bronner on the right wing. Mia Bronner back between the circles to Bussman inside of 3 minutes for the game. Taylor on the wing in the corner to Clark, off to Bronner on the baseline to Bertinoli. Lauren has her shot blocked in there by Emma Walsh. Good possession that time for Gillespie up until the point where the shot got blocked. 2:40 to play. Here's Emma Dively, and she's going to be called for the double dribble. 18th turnover on Litchfield unofficially. So Gillespie going to just try to work some clock here. You can tell Kevin Gray wasn't none too pleased about that last shot attempt that got blocked. Not because it got blocked, but I think because it was even attempted. He wants to work the clock. Ball control and possession is the name of the game right now for Gillespie. Bussman and Bronner out near midcourt. Mia has it now. She will put it on the deck. The five count is underway. Bounce pass to Bussman. 2:15 to play. On the right wing with Taylor. Delaney Taylor into the hands of Bronner now. Mia on the left wing with Bertinoli. Back to Bronner. 2:05 to play. Gillespie has Litchfield spread out here. Almost a four-corner set. Bronner on the left wing. She was trapped, has her pass stolen away. Good hard double team that time from Litchfield. Here comes Dively, forces it up, winds up behind the backboard somehow. Saved by Rince, but right to Bussman. Not sure how that shot wound up behind the backboard. You don't see that every day. 100 seconds for the ball game. Pass tipped out front by Walsh, but picked up by Bertinoli. In the corner to Clark. Dumps it down to Bronner off the window. It's good for Mia. Mia now with 16 points. That leads all scorers in the ballgame. 42-23. The lead is 19. Clock running 85 seconds to play. Here's Haley Rince up top to Dively. Emma Dively will fire. Left it short from 16, but it's last touched by Gillespie. Good hands over there by Gillespie Athletic Director Mike Bertinoli. Rince looking. Gets it in underneath the Painter off the window. It's good for Painter. That's her first bucket tonight. Makes it 42-25. 65 seconds to play. Gillespie going to improve to 4-3 on the year. Litchfield going to fall to 1-11. Down to Brunner, out to Bertinoli. In the corner it goes to Clark. Back to Lauren now. She gives it between the circles to Bussman. Skip pass in the corner to Clark. Quickly off to Bertinoli. Back to Clark. Return pass to Bertinoli. Just a little two-man action now. Clark and Bertinoli. 45 seconds for the game. Here's Bussman out near midcourt. Back to Bertinoli. Boy, can Gillespie maintain here and just pass this clock out. 35 seconds. Down to Bronner. Mia says, now I'm going to shoot and score. 18 for Mia Bronner. You can't pass up the easy buckets like that. 44-25 Gillespie. 25 seconds for the game. Here's Elise Walsh. Gets it off to Haley Rince. Bussman went for the steal, didn't get it. And then Rince attacks hard, hits the ground hard, comes up holding her mouth to her lips, checking for blood. But she's got a smile on her face now. I guess it's all good. Don't see any teeth on the floor. She hit hard. I don't know if she actually had a little bit of a face plant there when she came down, but she doesn't appear to be any worse for the wear. Says the guy who didn't potentially whack his face off the floor. Free throw for Rance. Good. She has 3 points tonight. Macy Wright going to check in. She will replace Delaney Taylor. Second free throw for Rance. Good. Got the pair. Four for Haley Rance. 44-27 Gillespie. Clock running 15 seconds. And 44-27 should wind up being our final score here tonight. As the Gillespie Miners shorthanded with just six kids dressed after they had some COVID issues late last week. They wanted to play tonight, and they're going to get the win tonight. 44-27 will be the final as the Gillespie Miners beat the Litchfield Purple Panthers here tonight at the Pit. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Well, shorthanded here tonight, Gillespie gets the win. They dressed just six kids, and they beat Litchfield 44-27. For Gillespie with the win, they are 4-3. With the Litchfield loss, they fall to 1-11. Quarters of 10, 15, 7, and 12 for Gillespie. They were led tonight by Mia Bronner with 18. 10 points for Reagan Bussman. 10 points for Lauren Bertinoli. 4 points for Jenna Clark. 2 points for Delaney Taylor. I had Gillespie 7 of 10 from the free throw line. They hit 4 threes, all coming in the first half of play. For Litchfield, quarters of 8, 5, 8, and 6. They were led by Laura Boston with a dozen. And then 4 points for Haley Rentz, 4 points for Carly Gwynn, 4 points for Lily Brosh, 2 points for Janina Painter, and 1 point for Emma Walsh. Now, unofficially, turnover-wise, I had Litchfield for 18, Gillespie for 19. Litchfield finished the night 5 of 8 at the free throw line. So Gillespie shorthanded here tonight. And, you know, Thursday, didn't even figure this game would get played after Gillespie had to cancel their game late against Hillsboro, but the six girls they had They said, we want to play. And you can see why, as they looked very good here tonight, did the Gillespie Miners. Some really nice young talent for this Gillespie team with Lauren Bertinoli and Mia Bronner specifically. So, you know, when you think about girls basketball programs moving forward, you always look at the young talent, right? And the underclassmen group here at Gillespie looks to be in pretty good position. Unfortunately, no basketball for us tomorrow night on the radio, as the Gillespie-Lincolnwood game has been postponed, as the Gillespie boys do not have enough kids to play tomorrow night at Lincolnwood. So no high school basketball on the radio for you tomorrow night. We invite you to tune over to our sister station right now, WAOX 105.3 The Ox, for the Brad Underwood Show. And then as the Illini will be off until Saturday, when they will take on St. Francis PA in a lead-up to the Bragging Rights game, which is a week from Wednesday. Thanks to all the fine folks here at Gillespie High School, Athletic Director Mike Bertinoli, and everyone. They treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them for their hospitality. Of course, big thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of our broadcasts are possible on the Tally Broadcasting Station. So please go out, patronize the businesses you hear in our broadcast, because without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Let's shop local, shall we? Your final one more time, Gillespie beats Litchfield 44-27. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced a nice action here on WSMI FM 106. My name is Tim Mize. We say good night from the pit in Gillespie.